USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is demanding Vice President Harris shut down a migrant facility in San Antonio. The Republicans sent a letter to Harris that includes allegations of sexual assault, bullying, understaffing, and disregard for COVID-19 protocols at the federally run facility for unaccompanied minors. Abbott also tells Fox News as the weather gets warmer, the trip will become more and more dangerous for illegal immigrants.
We see the deaths of the migrants coming across the border really increase in July and August, when typically the temperatures down there can be 100 or above 100 degrees. The temperatures are mild right now.
Johnson & Johnson is delivering far fewer vaccine doses than expected in the next few weeks because of a manufacturing problem. The company only sending out 700,000 doses next week instead of the 5 million expected. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
New details out regarding where the COVID-19 relief package money is being spent.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marcia Fudge announced that nearly $5 billion from last month's COVID-19 relief package will go to states and local governments to battle homelessness. She said the funding was allocated to 651 various jurisdictions to provide housing and other services for those at risk. The $5 billion Home Investment Partnership Program was passed as part of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. The funding can be used to develop affordable housing, assist tenants with rent, acquire shelters, and secure other services. HUD said they plan to release another batch of funds targeting homelessness in the next few weeks. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Turkey's foreign ministry says the United States will send two warships to the Black Sea as tensions between Russia and Ukraine continue to increase. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The NASCAR Cup Series Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway is held on Memorial Day weekend, meaning one can expect to see plenty of patriotic themes and tributes to fallen service members. Rick Ware Racing will do the same as the team announced that all four vehicles will have paint schemes honoring four branches of the U.S. Armed Services. Garrett Smithley, driving the number 51 car that will honor the Army, tells Fox News.
For me, I have a very deep-rooted passion in the military. Both of my grandfathers served, one in the Army, one in the Marines, and super thankful to have Nurtec ODT, Rick Ware Racing, Nine Line Apparel allow us to do this initiative. It's been really special going to some of these military base visits with Nurtec ODT. Super thankful to be a part of it, and definitely going to be very special when we hit the track for the Coke 600.
Yosemite National Park will now require advance reservations for day visitors during the peak summer season, and the park will limit the number of visitors to allow social distancing amid the pandemic. The number of visitors will range from 50 to 90%, depending on the levels of COVID-19 found in Mariposa County. The day-use reservation system will return May 21st to September 30th. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.